Prince's Street was originally to have been called St Giles Street, after the patron saint of Edinburgh. However, King George III rejected the name, St Giles being also the patron saint of lepers and the name of a notorious rookery of slums in London. The street is named after King George's two eldest sons, the Prince George, Duke of Rothesay, later King George IV, and the Prince Frederick, Duke of York and Albany. It was laid out according to formal plans for Edinburgh's new town, now known as the First New Town. These were devised by the architect James Craig, and building began around 1770. Prince's Street represented a critical part of the plan, being the outside edge facing Edinburgh Castle and the original city. Edinburgh Old Town, originally all buildings, had the same format, set back from the street with stairs down to a basement and stairs up to the ground floor with two stories and an attic above. Of this original format, only one such property remains in its original form. Through the 19th century, most buildings were redeveloped at a larger scale, and the street evolved from residential to mainly retail uses. By the 1930s, the architecture of Prince's Street had a very mixed character. The Abercrombie Plan of 1949 proposed tighter control of design to create a more coherent appearance. This theme was taken up by the Prince's Street Panel, whose 1967 report proposed comprehensive redevelopment with modernist buildings to incorporate a first-floor level walkway, theoretically doubling the shopping frontage. The plan was partially put into operation, resulting in the erection of seven buildings before the approach was dropped in 1970. Two of the new buildings, British Home Stores at number 64 and the New Club at numbers 84 to 87, are now listed buildings. During the construction of the new town, the polluted water of the Nore Loch were drained and the area was converted into private gardens called Prince's Street Gardens. This was taken over by the Edinburgh Council in the late 19th century, by which time most of the street was commercial and there was no great need for private residential gardens. The width of Prince's Street was greatly increased soon after, onto what was the northern edge of the gardens. Due to the much lower position of the gardens, this led to the creation of the steep embankment on the north side, still visible today. The gardens are one of the many green spaces in the heart of Edinburgh.